your opinion, what type of game is left maybe in Courtland Finnegan?
Wow, that'd be an interesting point. I for sure know he can play in this league. Is he a two or is he a three? It's still up to the debate. And that means, is he a starter or is he a nickel guy? I know he's a very aggressive player, gets after the quarterback, gets out after the receivers, plays with the tenacity and nastiness that you need, gets under people's skin, and he's a football player, and he's a winner. That I do know. But is he in his prime? Definitely not. But can he contribute to a team? Definitely can do that for anybody.
Yeah, it does seem like that, Blaine, because you watch him play last year in prior years when he was with Tennessee. He's one of those guys, he's very aggressive, and he's aggressive in the style that he plays at the line of scrimmage, and he's aggressive all the way through the whistle. One of those guys it seems like you want to have on your side of the football.
Oh, no question about it. He's one of those guys you hate to play against, but if you can get him on your team, he's the guy. And I think he still has a lot left in the tank. I think he's out to prove something, just like when he first got in the league, to prove that he should win higher in the draft. If he was a bigger guy, he'd probably move him to safety, but he's a guy with very quick feet, good cover skills. He made the big money, so now being a contributor with this is being a passing league. You always need as many corners as you can, and I think he could help out a lot.
Getting a chance to catch up with former NFL safety Blaine Bishop, who's now part of the Tennessee Titans pre- and post-game broadcast. And I wanted to ask you about the type of corner that's coming into the National Football League now. We have guys like Sherman and Tlaib and Cromartie, very long, very lanky type of bodies on the edge, physical. And then you have guys like Courtland Finnegan or maybe a Brent Grimes, the 5'10", 5'11 type. It really seems like all types can work, but they all have one thing in common. They all play the football well, and they anticipate very well when the ball's in the air.
Oh, no question about it. You got to have that skill as a defensive back. Most of those guys are being, converted. They play offensive, whether it be a wide receiver at some point or running back. They play on the offensive side of the ball. They attack the ball like it's there. So that's always an extra to have as a defensive back. But I think they come in all shapes and sizes now. I don't think you can prejudge. As long as they can run and they're athletic and get up in the air and get after it, I think, your best bet is to go with a guy who makes plays on the football, who's smart, who studies the game, and that is Courtland Finnegan's game. And I'm sure you guys just signed Brent Grimes. He's a guy who studies the game. You can't go in this game and play a long time without being able to study, read routes, formation, splits. As a defensive back, because you need every edge you can get with it being offensive lead.